down this week. But joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is the owner of the Dallas Mavericks. We haven't had a chance to talk to him since the Mavs lost in the playoffs last week and the season ended. It's Mark Cuban. Morning, Mark.
Let's get it over with. Congratulations, Junior, on your spin.
Gosh.
Well, thank you, Mark.
Big deal. You beat us. Everybody beats us in the playoffs.
Well,
most of the first round. I've had it.
Uh-oh.
I'm bitter.
I've had it with this team.
Really?
You know what? I had a chance to go back and watch last Thursday's game.
Mm-hmm.
I T-voted it, went back and watched it.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that first quarter again.
Yeah.
I watched something that I didn't think was possible.
What?
I actually saw something on TV that was worse than the benefactor.
Jeez, I mean, why would you bag on yourself like that?
I mean, I would take 12 minutes of the worst Mark Cuban show over that first quarter.
Wow, that's saying something.
8 points. Eight points in the first quarter.
Yeah, that's tough.
That's like a fan or ESPN ratings book.
Good Lord.
By the way.
That's your own station.
By the way, that's changing, too. I'm changing everything next year.
Oh,
by
really?
The way, I'm challenging. In fact, I've already challenged the Spurs to a game 7.
Well, I don't understand that.
Guess
they
what?
Started their next
yeah,
season.
Guess what?
What?
They refused. They are ducking us.
Oh, please.
Yes, they are ducking us. They said something about going on to play the Suns or something like that. What's a better matchup?
Well,
Mavs Spurs or Spurs Suns? Don't even think about it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Well, you asked.
They're ducking us.
They're not ducking you. They've eliminated you.
Well, have you already started looking at next year and who you're going to be bringing back?
I have a question
like
before that, if I could, Craig.
Go ahead,
I want to know who Cuban blames here.
Don Nelson.
Oh,
Don Nelson.
I blame him for everything. No, look, let's take some inventory about who to blame. Number one, refs. Okay? 10th straight year we've been knocked out of the playoffs by the refs. Look it up. Look it up.
Look it up.
Secondly, Mavs fans.
Mavs fans? You're blaming the fans?
Yeah, they weren't loud enough in game two.
Oh, it's their fault.
PA guy wasn't loud enough in game two. Dance music, game two. Off. Threw my mojo off.
He is completely distracted by game presentation.
And the Spurs? They had those refs in their back pocket.
Did they?
Similar to the way that the Harlem Globetrotters had the refs in their back pocket.
Okay.
Look it up.
I think so.
Why don't you guys do your homework?
Okay.
Now, let's go ahead and go into the list of who's back and who's not. I think that's a good question, Junior.
Ooh,
okay. Let's take some inventory with this organization. Let's take some inventory.
All right. Well, there's a lot of talk about your head coach, Rick Carlisle.
Gone.
Oh, whoa.
I'm going to coach the team. Next.
Okay. How about Dirk?
Gone. Sucks.
Whoa.
Why do you say that?
I'm tired of his playoff meltdowns. Can't take it anymore.
Oh, Eric Dampier?
Can you name a worse player in the NBA? Gone.
What about little J.J. Barea?
Gone.
Golly.
Too short.
Well, Caron Butler?
Gone.
Sean Marion?
Gone.
Brendan Awood?
Gone.
I think his answer is always going to be the same, Junior.
Except for Roddy B. Free Roddy B.
Oh,
that's
boy.
What I was yelling behind the Mavericks bench. Did you hear that? Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Did I was yelling behind the Mavericks bench?
Yes.
Did you hear that I'm a major player down there?
Yeah, we know. You can sit real close to the bench. That's pretty cool.
Here's the way I'm going to rebuild the team. And I think it's the best thing to do for the Mavs and the MFFL. It's to build an NBA team around me. I think that's the best way to do it. And if that doesn't work, I just buy the Lakers and call them the Mavericks. I can do it. I have that much money.
Well, I'm just going to change out the uniforms.
And by the way, look for changing uniforms.
Really?
Yes, I'm going to change those next year.
What are you going to do?
I think we need a cape.
A cape?
Yes. And no one can accessorize like me, bitch.
Whoa,
oh,
gosh.
My goodness.
Why does he always say that word at the end?
I don't know.
What
so
are you,
upset.
George? You kind of lay down on Cuban
like
there.
He talking to me.
Oh, I think he does. He doesn't like me.
No, he doesn't like talking
to me. It's Craig he doesn't like.
But he doesn't like me
either.
It's
always Craig talking to him.
All right, it's 8:48 here on...